You can be seated for just a moment. Amen. I want to give honor to my pastor in his absence. I appreciate him and the opportunity to come and deliver the word of the Lord. Amen. And he is preaching out this morning in Jasper. Amen. I know he'll be a blessing to them. But Pastor will be back home tonight. And so looking forward to having him back with us tonight. And Brother Raul Alviar ministering. But I want to give him honor and Sister Crosswhite as well. I thank them for their leadership. I thank them for their steadiness. Amen. And their hand in my life and in my wife's life. If it wasn't for them, I mean, where would some of us be? Aren't you glad you have a pastor that loves you, that cares for you? That'll wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and just begin to pray. Amen. So I honor him today in his absence, but he will be back tonight. So look forward to having him back home. And I want to go to the word of the Lord, if we could all stand. And turn your Bibles to John chapter 15. And we'll be reading verses 1 through 11. John chapter 15, reading verses 1 through 11. All right. Still hear some pages turning. We'll give a few more seconds. John 15, 1 through 11 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is my husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. I want to focus in on this verse. Abide in me, and I in you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken, unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Again, focusing on verse number 4, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Brother Brian, would you pray? You can be seated. I'd like to preach from this simple thought, abide in him. Abide in him. Today I've come to encourage us to have a deeper relationship with God. He wants us to have more than just a shallow relationship, more than just a touch, more than just goosebumps, more than just saying I spoke in tongues and I'm good. But he wants us to abide in him. John 15 and 4 says, abide in me and I in you. Abide here means to remain, to stay, to continue, to dwell, and to make your home. Jesus isn't talking about an occasional coming into his presence, but he's talking about living in relationship with him. I want to be more than just an acquaintance. I want to be more than just something on the side, but I want to have a relationship with him. There's a difference, amen. Pastor says it all the time, between a visitor and a guest. Well, hey, there's a difference between visiting and dwelling. When you visit a place, it's just temporarily. It's just for a moment. And then you're there and then you're gone. But when you dwell somewhere, you're making it your home. Amen. You're making it a place that you reside in. That's why you can visit God's presence, amen, on a Sunday and still live somewhere else on a Monday through Sunday. You can have a movement with God without having a relationship with God. Let me quote Pastor like saying it like this. Going to church don't make you a Christian, like going to McDonald's don't make you a Happy Meal. Church attendance is important. Coming to the house of God is important. Worship is important. But God is calling us beyond simply attending his house. He's calling us to dwell in his presence. Abiding means that I'm staying connected to him. I'm staying connected to the vine. Amen. In John 15, it says, I am the vine and you're the branches. That branch has only one job, and that's to stay connected to the vine. The branch doesn't produce fruit by trying harder. The branch doesn't produce fruit because it is connected. The branch produces fruit because it is connected to the power source. It produces fruit because it's connected, amen, to the vine. The branch cannot survive disconnected from him. And we can't survive disconnected from God. A branch may look alive for a little while after being separated from the vine. It may still have some leaves. It may still look a little bit of green. But eventually, the evidence of disconnection becomes obvious. Disconnect from the vine long enough, and what looked alive will become dead. Will become withered and dead. There are people who are trying to produce spiritual fruit while disconnected from the vine, while being disconnected from the power source. They're trying to have joy without Jesus. Peace without him, strength without him, and victory without him. They're trying to get spiritual growth without him. But Jesus said, for without me ye can do nothing. Your strength is not in how strong you are. Your strength is in how connected you are. Samson's strength was not in his muscles, but it was in his covenant with God. It was in his connection with God. And when he gave that away, he lost, amen, out. Amen. You've got to stay connected to the power source. You've got to stay connected to him. We have to abide in him. If we stay connected to the world, all it does is drain us until we're dead. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. The world wants nothing to do than to take you out. The world has nothing good for you. It's never going to push you forward. It's only ever going to pull you back. It's not going to charge your battery. It's going to drain your battery. Hey, but if you finish that scripture, this is the Lord speaking. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And Jesus is here to help you. He's here to strengthen you. He's here to pick you up. He's here to turn you around and set your feet on solid ground. Amen. But the enemy wants nothing more than to keep you disconnected. Amen. But I want to encourage you to abide in him. Don't let the enemy pull your plug, but stay connected in him. Abiding requires more than just a Sunday experience. When we have to move from God's, just visiting God's presence, but we have to move into living in his presence. Anybody can have a movement. Anybody can get emotional. Let me say this, emotionalism does not last. That's why people fizzle out. That's why people get the victory on a Sunday, but go back to struggling on a Monday. Living for God is more than just on a Sunday, but we have to abide in him. We have to have a daily walk and a daily talk. I wouldn't have much of a relationship with my wife if I only talked to her for a few days out of the week. I wouldn't have much of a relationship if it was just here and there. But it's a daily thing. It's a daily walk and a daily talk. Anybody can shout. People can shout and clap their hands and just be going through the motions. I don't want a casual relationship, but I want to abide in Him. I heard this quote the other day. John R. Rice said, "The world never burned a casual Christian at the stake." And he followed it with the question, "Would the world have any reason to want to stop you?" I don't want to be a casual Christian. And they finished it out by saying, "Or do we just fit comfortably enough that we aggravate them, but they don't worry about stopping us?" Jesus isn't asking, "Did you visit me?" But He's asking, "Did you abide in me?" There's nothing wrong with the powerful church service. There's nothing wrong with shouting. There's nothing wrong with speaking in tongues. And there's nothing wrong with feeling God's presence. But the experience was never meant to be the destination. That experience should draw us closer and closer. Amen. It should draw us into relationship with Him. We cannot live on yesterday's experience. Yesterday's service cannot sustain us. Amen. For tomorrow, we got to get a daily walk and a daily talk. Amen. Yesterday's prayer cannot replace today's prayer. Yesterday's encounter cannot replace today's encounter. We need a fresh connection to the vine. We have to stay connected. We have to abide in Him. Let me say it like this. Abiding means continuing even when the feeling is gone. Even when we don't feel like it. John 15:9 says, "Continue ye in my love." That word, notice that word there, it was continue. Anybody can serve God when everything is feeling good. But abiding means I stay when I don't feel anything. Abiding means I stay when I'm tired. I stay when I'm disappointed. I stay when I don't understand. I stay when the answers haven't come. I stay when prayer feels difficult. I stay when I'm walking through the valley and when I'm going through trials and tribulations. Abiding means my relationship with God is not predicated, amen, on some just little feeling. But my relationship with God, amen, is no matter what happens, I'm going to be with Him. I abide in Him. Woo. My relationship with God isn't based on feelings. And I hear pastors say this all the time. Amen. Your feelings will fool you. Don't let your feelings fool you. I don't abide because I always feel goosebumps. I abide because He is still God. The purpose of abiding is that His joy would remain in us. John 15:11 says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy..." And that your joy might be full. Look at what Jesus wants to give us. He wants to give us His joy. Not temporary happiness like the world. Not a manufactured emotion like the world. Amen. But His joy. Amen. The world says find something that makes you happy. Do something that makes you feel good. But Jesus is saying, hey, why don't you just come and abide in me? Why don't you just come and abide in me? Let me say this. When your life is connected to the vine, your joy isn't dependent upon your circumstance. Your circumstances can change. Your job can change. Your finances can change. People can change. Your situation can change. But if you abide in Him, amen, your source will never change. God has never changed, and He's not going to change. Amen. But let me tell you, there's a danger of not abiding with Him. There's a danger of not being with Him. John 15:6 says, "If ye abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered." Notice that progression. Notice that. It's disconnected. It becomes withered and it dies. The enemy doesn't always have to get you to hate God. Sometimes he just needs you to get disconnected from God. If he can get you too busy to have a prayer life, too busy to read your Bible, too tired to work, to worship, too comfortable to seek him, too offended to come to church, that's a big one. Hey, we don't come to church for other folks. We come to church because we serve him, because I love him. Eventually, that disconnection begins to weaken your relationship. And the enemy doesn't have to destroy you overnight. He can simply convince you to slowly, slowly, slowly disconnect. I hear pastors say this, nobody backslides overnight. It's a slow disconnect as the enemy begins to work on you. Amen. But today Jesus is calling us back. He's asking us to abide, to stay connected, to remain, to continue, to dwell, and to make his presence your home. Don't just visit him, but live with him. Let me say that again. Don't just visit him, but live with him. I don't want to be somebody who only visits God's presence, but I want to live there. I want to dwell there. I want to abide there. I don't want to only have an experience when I'm at church, but I want to have my relationship with God when I'm at home, when I'm in my car on the way to work, when I'm at work, when I'm all alone, when I'm hurting, and when everything's going right and when everything's going wrong. I want to abide in him. Jesus isn't looking for people who will simply have an experience with him, but he's looking for people who will abide in him, who will remain in him. As Sister Kristen comes, I want to ask you a question. Am I abiding or am I visiting? Am I connected to the vine? Is his word abiding in me? Is there fruit in my life? Am I allowing God to prune me? And then am I continuing when I don't feel him? Is his joy remaining in me? Abide in him. Today, Jesus is calling us deeper. Not just another service, not just another touch, not just another emotional moment, but he's calling us into a deeper relationship with him. Amen. He's saying, abide in me. Amen. Come back to the vine if you've been disconnected. Reconnect. Amen. Remain and dwell in his presence. Make his presence your home. You don't have to chase the presence of God when you're living in his presence. Amen. The goal isn't just to occasionally visit the vine, but the goal is to abide in him and stay connected to God. And if you've been feeling like you've been disconnecting, if you feel like your relationship is becoming weak, if you've been feeling down, well, I encourage you today to reconnect to God. Amen. Renew that relationship in yourself with him and let him begin to recharge your battery. Amen. It's hard to live for him when you're running on empty. But if you go back to that power source and you stay connected, oh, what a mighty thing God can do. Hey, folks, this world has nothing good for us. It's draining. It's draining. All it does is pull. I see that with our younger generation, social media, it's a draining thing. When God's saying, hey, I want to give you strength, just abide in me. And so at this time, I'm going to ask you if you want to come. These altars are open. And if you want God to help you and strengthen you, if you want to reconnect to him, amen, let's just take a moment out in time to pray and ask him to help us.
Holy, righteous, come, Lord, and abide with us. Your presence is all that. Are fixed upon your face, our thankful lips are filled with praise. Your presence is all that we need. Holy, righteous, come, Lord, and abide with us. Your presence is all that. Your presence is all that we need. with praise, your praise.